Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, October 10th, 2022. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider and never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest, a former award-winning journalist, Phyllis Brash LeBrock, traded deadlines for hemlines after she failed to find a trendy plus-size prom dress for her curvy teenage daughter. In the beginning, LeBrock was just another mother anxious to wipe away her daughter's tears. 20 years ago, she founded Sydney's Closet, which has become an international company that sets the bar for fashion-forward prom, wedding, formal, evening, and party dresses in sizes 14 to 40 that fit and flatter curvy women and teens. The company now produces 10,000 dresses annually in 8 different collections. Dubbed the plus-size fairy godmother by the Chicago Tribune, she is being honored at the 2022 Lifetime Achievement Award at the Full Figured Industry Awards happening November 5th. Let's welcome Phyllis to the show. Hi.
Hi, Shanice. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
Yes, I'm always excited to talk to you because you always have something amazing happening at your company. But I want to start at the beginning of your career for those that might not be familiar with you. So what year was it when you were shopping with your daughter and there were no options for plus-size prom dresses?
Well, it was in the late 90s. It seems like decades ago, doesn't it? Very much even before the internet. And we went shopping at a mall, like most moms and teenage daughters did, and many still do, for the ritual of the prom dress hunt. And we looked high and low, and I kept telling her, don't cry, don't worry, we're going to find you a dress, just hang in there. And eventually we found a dress from a department store, but it was a little dorky. It didn't have what I call the cool factor for teens. And I took it to a dressmaker. We were in a hurry, and we just got it remade like overnight. And we just made do. And it really, we settled, which is something you never want to do for your daughter going to prom. And I, at the time, was a newspaper reporter, and I kind of thought, am I the only mother out there struggling with this? And I did my homework. I did my quantitative and qualitative research, and I found out, Shanice, there were millions of moms and teenage daughters in the same boat as we were.
Absolutely. I was a teenager in the 90s, and you couldn't find not only formal wear, but cute casual wear either.
It was a real fashion desert, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Times have changed. So how soon after that experience did you decide you wanted to change careers and transition from a journalist to a designer?
Well, it wasn't a decision made overnight. You know, to tell you the truth, and I know many of your listeners, change isn't easy for anybody, especially a career or a professional change. So what I did is I asked to go on the ever-popular night shift, and I was the last reporter to come on at 6 p.m., and I got off at 12:30 a.m., and for 3 years I worked on the business during the day, seeing if I could get it started, make it work, and then I could make my move.
So how long did it take you before you quit your day job?
It took almost 5 years.
Okay.
It took that long.
And so what was your biggest obstacle getting Sydney's Closet off the ground?
I think the biggest obstacle I faced was believing in myself that I could make that switch, that I could trade those deadlines for hemlines, that I could transfer the skills and that I could learn new skills. And I think once I believed in myself, I was on a fast track. And it was just that confidence. And I know a lot of women experience this when they make any changes. Somebody becomes from a homemaker to a nurse or a nurse to a homemaker. We've all made changes in our lives. And you just have to believe in yourself. You're going to give it your best shot. It's not going to be a straight path. There's going to be bumpy detours. But if you believe in yourself and build your confidence, you can achieve your goal.
Were there people that had negative things to say when you wanted to quit a good job with benefits to start a formal wear line?
Yeah, I don't think they were negative. They were more like, you're crazy.
Well, that's negative.
Yeah, sort of negative. But the hardest part was when I went out to raise capital to start the business, because it was a time, it was kind of the heyday, the early heyday of the internet, and people were funding all these crazy ideas. So I would go to a breakfast meeting of potential investors, and I'd be one of five people presenting business ideas, kind of like an early in-person version of Shark Tank.
Okay.
If everybody's familiar with that, it was something of that format. And I would go to event after like this, and I was one of the only women presenting, and I wanted my business was dresses, and most of the men in the audience could not relate to it. So they were funding sporting websites, and they were funding tech companies and medical companies. But I would always get, oh, you were the best presenter, but, you know, I just can't get into the dress business. So that was my biggest challenge. That was my biggest challenge, getting other people to believe in it.
And now, would you consider Sydney Closet to be a family business? Because I know you work with a lot of your family members now.
We do. We do. As we've grown, we've grown it with our family, and my daughter Michelle has earned the title here of Magic Maker. Anything she can do for any of our customers, she waves a magic wand and it happens. My husband handles all the business side of it, kind of the uncreative, dreary stuff like insurance and bookkeeping and transportation. And we have Matt handle all of that. And, you know, and I take the lead on the design and the creative.
And your son is involved now, too?
My son is not involved. My son is at the opposite end of the professional world. He's an acupuncturist in Florida.
Oh, okay. So maybe he'll come on later in life.
I will tell you, it was my son David who called me and gave me the genuine surprise. He was the first one to say, congratulations, Mom. And I said, David, why congratulations? He says, Mom, you won the award.
Oh, awesome. So he keeps up with everything.
He does.
And so today you are fully integrated into the mainstream formal wear industry. But initially, did you have a hard time being accepted as a plus size designer to be accepted in that world?
For sure, there were challenges. And there continue to be challenges. You know, we've come a long way, and by we, I mean the curvy community. We've come a long way, and we still have got a long way to go, but as recently as 15 years ago, there was still a true prejudice in the fashion industry against women with curves. How could she
mm-hmm.
look glamorous? What would fit her? What would it look like? And many of the top international designers would stop at a size 10. They didn't believe that women with curves could look beautiful when they dressed up.
Yes, and I would say even when I'm looking at formal wear now, like at maybe a department store, they will stop at a size 22, and I wear a 24, so some of the stuff now I still can't fit in some of the designer lines.
You're so right. And some of those 24s should have their tags changed, and they should be 22s or 20s. You know,
right.
So even though they're just not sized for – they take a size 6 or 8, a sample size for the minus sizes, and they try to make it into plus sizes, and you can't do that as a designer. It doesn't work. The body isn't proportionately growing like that as it gets larger.
So tell us, what is the size range that you carry and the price point of your clothing?
Surely. Well, we're proud to say, and this has been our position since day one, long before there was an effort to increase the sizes beyond 24, to be more size inclusive with extended or super sizes, which I have a great passion for. There's never been someone we couldn't fit. So our size range is sizes 14 to 40. And
wow.
Yes, 14 to 40. And our 40 is very generous. Let me share with you, our bust on a 40 is 69, our waist is 64, and our hips are 72.
Nice. So everybody can dress up.
We hope so. We've never had somebody we couldn't fit.
So, nice. And what's the price point?
I would say in general, one of my goals as a designer is to create dresses that are accessible and affordable. I don't think glamour should be priced out of people's budget. So in general, I would say for short party dresses, we're anywhere from about $129 for a party dress all the way up to about $800 for a wedding gown.
Yeah, well, that's very affordable.
Very affordable. You know, and that's very important, don't you think? I think it's really important. You know, we could all drool over glamorous gowns that are $4,000 and $5,000 and $6,000, but they're not making it to our closets.
Right.
So I think
right.
accessibility and affordability have to be part of the glamour quotient.
And now explain to the audience, what is the difference in quality from your a formal gown from you and something like versus Shein formal wear that's getting really, really popular
oh,
now?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think the easiest way and the less technical way to say it is their dresses are constructed with less quality and less attention than the lining and the quality of the fabric. They are very low-quality fabrics that have been constructed in the fastest and easiest way possible without any attention to detail for curves. They're basically slapped together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't want to get into anything political, but there's some questions as to the quality and safety of their fabrics, which should be very important to consumers. I think they're more a dress from Sydney's you will have in your closet for many years, and every time you wear it, you will get a compliment.
Absolutely.
The fast fashion evening dresses are here today and may be gone after you wear them one night.
After one night.
Well, the construction might not hold. That's the problem. There's no support. You could have a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, but I wanted you to explain that because I don't think people realize. Some just don't get it. They don't understand
right. It's
quality.
Even the strength of the thread. You know, you can cut costs by using cheaper thread. You can cut costs by using cheaper zippers. You can cut costs by having less seam allowance. There's a million ways to cut the cost of a garment. It's sort of like if you're trying to cut the cost of a meal. You know, how you can stretch 1 pound of, you know, 1 pound of meat a little further. So it's shortcuts. They're taking shortcuts. We don't take shortcuts. For example, if I put boning in a dress to give it support, I make sure the boning's half an inch, not quarter inch, so that because the body is bound to be larger, it has more support.
Right, right. And you have designed two collections, Tease Prom and Michelle Bridal, that are available internationally. Now tell us about those collections.
Yes. Well, we're so excited. You know, I think kind of catching up with your listeners, post-pandemic, we've kind of exploded. You know, women across the U.S. and around the world, I don't care if they live in a big city or a rural town, they can't wait to get out of those sweatpants and T-shirts and off the couch and celebrate with family and friends once again, you know, let the good times roll. So since the pandemic, we have now more than 300 retail partners, and we've gone global, as you mentioned, and we're now selling our collections of prom, evening, and bridal dresses to stores in the UK, Canada, Germany, and Australia.
Nice.
And yes, it's very exciting. And the other thing, as part of our explosion, our growth, is we're also selling, of course, we sell on our website, but we're selling in different marketplaces. So we're reaching more people that way. So, you know, some of the more popular marketplaces that cater to curvy customers, we're on there. And my lips are sealed, but stay tuned for an announcement of a new marketplace. And I know everybody's going to love it because it's one of the hottest ones for plus-size clothing.
Oh, wow. So you are still expanding to this day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Shanice, we're like on this unstoppable growth spurt. And I think one of the reasons it's we're kind of very politely disrupting the formal wear industry. We're kind of breaking some fashion and fit barriers. And, you know, our designs have really become elevated. And maybe you've seen some and your listeners have seen some on the red carpet at the Country Music Awards or the Emmys, or we're now dressing pageant winners at the state and national title. And for anybody going to the award show, the FFF show in New York next month, keep your eye out for some gorgeous divas center stage in some of our designs.
Nice. So nice. Yeah, I saw on your Instagram you had dresses on major stars.
Yes, yes. We're very excited. But, you know, the most important, I love dressing celebrities and I love dressing stars, but more meaningful to me is dressing the woman next door or somebody's sister or daughter or aunt. And, you know, these are women that, just like when I went shopping for a prom dress, nobody should have to settle for a dress that just makes do.
Right.
And, you know, you and I talk about this all the time. There's a great demand, especially now, for formal wear, but it's kind of the last fashion frontier where you struggle to find a glamorous and trendy dress to wear. But I hope here at Sydney's, we're so determined, Shanice, to change that now and forever. So for me, no matter how much we grow, it's always emotional. It's always back being that mother in the dressing room with her daughter. So I never want a customer to miss a memory-making celebration because she couldn't find a fashionable dress that fit her curvy figure. Because to me, size does matter. It matters when you can't find a dress for a special occasion. So when I design, I think first, how can that dress change someone's life, even for one night? I want to be the one that gives the woman wearing a Sydney's dress the power to look and to feel the most beautiful she can.
Absolutely. And tell me about your annual design collaboration with Jonathan Kane of Project Runway.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, you know Kane because he's been on the show.
Yes.
And he's you know, well, we have – first, let me share some exciting news. Kane and I – first of all, this will be the fourth year that he and I have done the collab. And we have – talk about size. We have now expanded it to larger sizes. We had gone to 24, but we're going larger. and to include at the request of our curviest customers, but a very interesting move, and Kane and I take this as a great compliment. The stores that carry our collection were finding when the girls were trying on the gowns that other shoppers in the store were saying, do you have that in my size? And they were 10s and 12s. So
now we're
going down because what a great compliment, eh? That the minus sizes, the slim sizes want to wear the gowns.
Nice. So that is a collection with Jonathan that's expanding as well.
It is. And the other thing that happened, and this is kind of a little bit behind the scenes, but, you know, Kane, you may remember Kane and I met because our showrooms at the Atlanta America's Mart were down the hall from each other. And
right.
I had a refrigerator, and he needed ice, and I needed shipping labels, and he had a printer. And that's how we met. We were neighbors who kind of borrowed a cup of sugar from each other. And as the collaboration has grown and been so successful, now Kane and I have moved to bigger showrooms, and our showrooms are right next to each other.
Perfect.
So we have this great synergy. And I put my curvy models on his runway, and he sends his girls over to mine, and we just have a great time.
So that is going to be ongoing, your collaboration with him.
Without a doubt. You know, we've developed an aesthetic that's very recognizable in terms of design. It's, you know, that old Hollywood, effortless glamour, sexy, sophisticated. And, you know, we want her to feel like she's so worthy of being photographed. This is her red carpet moment. These are bold, beautiful dresses. So we're having a great time. And,
now,
you know, we've added some designs like jumpsuits that the pageant girls are wearing for fun fashion.
Oh, they can compete in those jumpsuits.
Yes, for their fun fashion category.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a pageant girl, too, so I know about
it. I know. Well, and you know how important that is.
Yes, yes. So you've done so much for the plus size industry in this area. How excited are you to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Full Figured Industry Awards?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I'm honored and overwhelmed with gratitude to receive this. You know, Shanice, it means the world to me to be recognized by so many. I have to call them superheroes in the apparel industry, you know. And more than that, it really motivates me, and it's so rewarding. And it just propels me to keep sizing up glamour.
Well, that is amazing. And without platforms like the Full Figured Industry Awards, most people in the plus size industry wouldn't get recognized, especially people who have paved the way. Why do you think it's so important to recognize the people in this industry that have paved the way?
Well, because they deserve the recognition. They worked hard. They achieved great milestones despite enormous obstacles. And the world isn't made up of women who just wear straight sizes. As you and I well know, it's made up of more women with curves than women without curves. So I think it's a really powerful reality check.
Absolutely.
And I think it's just an incredible contribution to everybody who designs and makes clothes for curvy women, and it's a nod to every woman who wears those clothes.
Absolutely. And for those interested in seeing you receive the Lifetime Achievement Award, you can go to www.thefias, that's thefias.com, to purchase your tickets. And that event is happening November 5th in Jamaica, New York. So that's super exciting. So
it
I know you have – you're about to say something. Go ahead.
I forgot to tell you something about Kane. I got so excited. I'm sorry. Can
go ahead.
I just go back to the collab for a minute? Because this is very exciting. You know, Kane is legendary for designing incredible custom pageant dresses. And I just want to share with everybody that now Kane and I can collaborate to create a one-of-a-kind design that can either win over pageant judges or can woo the crowd at a black tie event. So we can now do custom work.
Oh, okay. And how do you have to come to you in person, or you can do that online?
Well, there's lots of ways we can work with our retail partners. We always work with one of our stores, so wherever the customer lives, we partner her with one of the stores that carry the collection, and then, you know, if need be, the customer can come to Nashville. We have a design studio there, and we can work in person or we can work virtually, but we can find all different creative ways to come up with that custom gown.
So that is
the
one
only
of
caveat.
Your...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would say the only caveat is we need time. We do need some time because it is custom.
So Jonathan Kane is one of your, you know, bright, big collaborations that is doing so well. But are you looking to connect and collaborate with others?
I am always looking for other designers to play in the sandbox. And Jonathan would feel the same way, too. You know, he collaborates with Joshua McKinley from Project Runway. And I would always welcome the opportunity to explore a collab with another designer.
Now, what about with the influencer? Like, some of these brands drop collections with influencers.
Always open. It could be a very exciting opportunity.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's good that you're open. So what is the ultimate goal of your brand?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think the ultimate goal of our brand is to not be having conversations about how few choices curvy women have for formal wear. You know, in a way, I've said this before, you know, in a way, we're a bit of a disruptor. You know, plus size, it's our DNA. It's not an extension of our brand or our division. It's our heart and soul. And every day, my goal, in a positive way, is as a niche designer, I want to elevate the plus size formal wear market to new heights of glamour, drama. That's what I want to do.
Awesome. And you're doing just that. Do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for? Do you have any dates that you'll be traveling to? Do you travel to different boutiques or you travel to different showrooms?
Well, you know, the pandemic kind of changed the way everybody does it. Yes, we show at trade shows in London, Harrogate, England, Las Vegas for the first time this year, which was very exciting because it means our dresses are now going into stores west of the Mississippi to places like Montana and Wyoming and New Mexico. So that was very exciting. We will continue to do that based on our success. But I think the most exciting thing I can say is that we've got some great things coming for 2023. And some very interesting evening fabrics with the wow factor. I want you to think about iridescent sequins, stretch velvet, sparkling satins, and I love this bodycon jersey. It just clings in all the right places. And we're excited about the color palette. It really packs a punch, like tropical tangelo, hot pink, eye-popping purple, and fire engine red. And I don't know about you, but to me, there's really nothing like red to make a woman feel sexy, strong, and on fire.
That's right. That's right. So so as of right now, you don't have any dates to travel besides the Full Figure Industry Awards?
That's the last one on my calendar for this year. I'm waiting to coordinate with Jonathan, so please stay tuned to see if we haven't finalized the 2023 travel schedule to visit our stores, our retail partners. For the stores buying from us wholesale, we will be at all the trade shows in Chicago, Atlanta, Vegas. And I think we'll just have to get that information up on our website once that calendar is nailed down.
Okay, so for the fall, you kind of take a break for the holidays with the traveling.
We do. We do. And we'll be back on the road in 23, so we'll be posting our schedule for the trunk shows. We'll be doing trunk shows for bridal and trunk shows for prom throughout the U.S., so please check back on our website and on Jonathan's for where we'll be and when.
Perfect. So before you go, tell us your official website and social media pages so we can keep up with everything Sydney's Closet.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Well, please catch us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest at sydneyscloset.com, and that's SYDNEYSCLOSET. And that's the same spelling for our website, sydneyscloset.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. Sydney's Closet has been a staple in the plus size community, and you are definitely deserving of a Lifetime Achievement Award. Thank you for everything you have done, and I'm just so excited for you and excited to see your brand continue to grow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's a real treat to talk with you and your audience.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening and keep in touch.
Okay, and I just want to say, anybody out there, I'm always just a click or call away if you'd like any personal styling or design help picking your dream dress.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shanice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my guest this evening, Phyllis of Sydney's Closet. Make sure you check out Sydney's Closet for lots of beautiful plus-size formal wear and party dresses. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.